2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, buddy.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Here we go, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast from all points everywhere. I'm in my kitchen, Danielle's in her basement, Froggy's in his guest bedroom, and Gandhi's in her living room.
Yep.
And they're scary and master control. And I do believe Nate is going to be hopping in and out.
Yes.
And there you have it. There's our 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. What a show we had today. I'm worn out. I need a nap. How about you?
I know. It was chock full of loveliness.
I need a meal.
I wouldn't go that far. But
well, you know.
I just want to eat. Every time I turn around, I want to eat. I'm planning the next meal. While I'm eating one snack, I'm thinking of what else I'm going to go eat when I'm done with that snack.
Yeah, so far today I had a protein shake. I had English muffin with peanut butter and jelly. I had a little King's Hawaiian roll with turkey and ham and Swiss. What's next?
Every time I see one of you guys go get food, I get up and go get food too. The power of suggestion is so real.
Yeah.
I have eaten a bagel every single morning since we've been home, and I've never eat bagels in the morning. I have had one every single morning since we have been home.
Well, I've got some news for you guys. You know, with us doing our shows close to the refrigerators and the snacks at home, there's a report out in a radio industry publication today that says working from home could turn in the new norm for our industry.
Wow. Oh.
What do you think of that?
So you think this is a turning point? You think this is like the pivot point where we'll look back and say it was this pandemic that caused everyone to work remotely permanently?
I don't know. You know what? Look, this isn't the first time people have worked from home. I have a home studio. A lot of people have home studios. Sirius XM, they were really the first that had a lot of personalities, you know, on all their stations at once, most of them doing a lot of the work from their homes. And they sort of started that on a mass scale. And this could be something that we're going to move into. I mean, can you imagine us doing this and never really seeing each other in the same room again?
No.
No.
Well, okay. I don't know.
Elvis,
Froggy?
Elvis is like, okay, no problem.
What do you think, Froggy?
You know, I think it will change. But my question is, I think one of the biggest changes coming out of this pandemic is, from now on, when you're sick, number one, I think people will stay home. And number two, I think bosses are no longer going to break your balls about not coming to work when you're sick. They'll be like, you know what? Stay home. Do not bring that to work. We need to start taking better care of ourselves and taking care of the people around us. And I think this is going to lead us there.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good thing. Yep. No, that's a great thing. But, you know, keep in mind, we have a job where we can, or most of us anyway, can work from home.
Right.
There's always going to be someone in the master control facility. That's scary and straight. Well, Nate, yeah. And Scotty B.
Yeah, for now.
Exactly.
I don't know. So, I don't think I could get used to this. I really like seeing you guys every day. And I even feel like timing wise, because there's a little bit of a delay between all of us. It's ruining my world.
Not only that, I feel a major disconnect. I need to see people in the flesh. I need three-dimensional moving objects. I need people in front of me. I like friction.
Yeah, it's yeah, probably it's,
you like the friction. You like to stick your peepee in everybody. We know.
It's probably the least different for me because I'm used to being in a studio by myself and seeing you guys on camera.
Right.
So I'm just doing it from a different place, but still kind of doing the same thing.
But when you are, and I'm a second after you because when I do my week or two out in Santa Fe. I can't wait to get back in the studio with you because there is a different energy and there is a different tempo for the thing, you know.
Gary, tell
us more about how you missed the friction. Go ahead. We want to hear that.
We physically feed off of each other's physical energy when we're all here in the same room and when we're passing by each other and things are going on during the commercial breaks there are things that happen during those moments that usually are the best moments of our show sometimes. Don't you agree? That become part of the show? I mean, and it's tough to do that when
Elvis, like, wake up.
You know, I don't know.
Elvis has fallen asleep.
No, maybe I'm not making a point, but I.
No, you are making you made your point like 7 minutes ago. It's all good. No, I agree, Scary, and I am looking forward to the day when we can all be in the same room together. But even if we do come to the same room together again, it's going to be different. I mean, we're going to have to reset the entire room where you can't be on my shoulder anymore. You're going to have to find a new way to work in that room. We can't be that close. I think that this is a mistake we've been making all these years. And we're now learning that, God, with a chance of another pandemic sweeping through, or this one coming back in waves, as they predict it will be doing, we cannot be so close to each other anymore. We just can't. Nope. We used to have a guy that worked at our station who was always in your face when he wanted to talk to you. Remember him?
Oh, no.
You remember who I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
He would come into the studio and he would, I mean, his lips would be like an inch from your nose. He'd start talking to you. And you're you got to back up from me. Now, that behavior, it used to be something we made fun of. Now it's like, no, you can't do that anymore. A lot of stuff's going to change from all this. Yeah, no spittle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this could be the new norm for a lot of us anyway, at least when we're sick, as Froggy points out, that's a good idea. Hey, so definitely. What about having the Surgeon General on today? That was pretty heavy.
That was cool.
I think I love him. I really like people who can speak and be educated about something and then also give you a little bit of hope so that it's not this horrible impending cloud of doom that it seems like.
Right. I agree. He definitely has enough energy and a little bit of like real deal humor that he mixes in with his very, very important message. I mean, he is the nation's Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams.
Yeah.
You know, having him, when they told me he was on today, I'm like, oh God, what do we say not to him? What do we not say? I don't want to embarrass
him. Well, Gandhi had some questions. I'm glad she didn't ask him. Yeah,
what do you want to ask him, Gandhi?
Well, being the Surgeon General, it's his job to warn us against things. And we recently saw that post that the New York state government put out, right, telling us about certain acts sexually that we cannot engage in. And I really wanted to know from this, am I allowed to say it? Okay, like eating ass, rim job.
You have to call it that.
Oh my God,
that's really what it is.
Hold on, the press release it said rimming.
Yeah, rimming, right. Okay, or you know, rimming. mouth to butt contact. You know, however you want to say it, any way you want to slice
human
it.
Human centipeding, whatever it is. I just wanted to know if that was safe or not. Not for myself, but I feel like it's important because our listeners might be enjoying a certain season that they should stop.
For a friend.
I don't know why people do that. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people I think a lot of. I love my wife more than anything in the world. I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Well, good. We were wondering, and now we know.
Now you know.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know, Frog.
And I don't want her to do it to me either.
What else should we have talked about with him? Because we had limited time, and he says he wants to come back on because he likes being on with us. I mean, who would?
Yeah, I like that. What else would I have asked him? I don't know. Honestly, I kind of want to see if he would just be my friend. Like, in your free time, could we go out sometime and have a chat?
Well, God, I mean, he's the guy. For friendship.
He's the guy who's like on all those boxes, like the Surgeon General warns. Like, that's the guy, right?
Yeah, those are cigarettes. Yeah.
Smoking kids.
Yeah. Well, look, he has a very important job. And then the fact that he's at the White House doing those briefings every day with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, who are also just brilliant. The difference between them, though, and Dr. Adams, the guy we had on today, the Surgeon General, is he is younger, and he does have he's at a different level of enthusiasm. I mean, he'll just tell it like it is, but he has a different energy. And I think the three of them work really well together. I really feel good with those three at the helm. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you, while he was on, we had some people texting and trying to make it more of a political thing. And I'm like, no.
No.
Let that go. I mean,
why does it always have to be political?
Because everything's political.
Because everyone has a hard on for everyone. And sometimes you got to just try to put that in the back seat, you know, and do what's right for everyone. I know. What else you want to talk about on our 15-minute morning show podcast? I miss Brody.
I don't think Brody likes Gandhi anymore.
No.
Yeah, put him on.
He's going to love
that. Hold on. Hello, Brody?
Hello, yes.
Hey, we're doing the 15-minute morning show podcast, and I said out loud, I said, I miss Brody on the podcast. And he said, well, wait,
so
he's
cute.
On hold.
Thank you.
So, did you get offended at something that was said to you on the show today?
No.
Do you hate Gandhi now?
Everyone says that everyone says that Gandhi said something, and then you kind of hung up on us a little bit.
Oh, no.
No. She made a joke about the jokes, and I went, no. I don't get offended by anything.
Okay. Let me check it. The Scary says you were offended.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
No, he didn't talk to me. I don't get offended by Gandhi. We tease each other all the time.
Well, I thought maybe I thought maybe you were put off by the fact that we didn't do the Mr. Cardboard 2 bit and we didn't play the, like, the quarantine song and the things that you've been, you know, writing in the background lately.
Is this the 15-minute morning show? You guys are recording this and asking me if I'm offended?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, it's the bit. No, there's no bit. There's no bit. This is not, you know, everything doesn't have to be a bit, by the way. First of all, let me just, for my point of view, Brody, I was pissed off today. I've been teasing Mr. Cardboard 2 for two fucking days now, and the show always turns into something else that's more important. And I get pushed to the side, and, you know, we can't do that. We got to talk about a client or whatever. I get that. So today they said, well, we'll do it at 9:05. I'm like, 9:05 is a crappy time for Mr. Cardboard 2. He deserves better.
He wants prime time.
So I said, let me look at these jokes for tomorrow. And I looked at the jokes. And I went, I just wish they could be a little more peppy.
Okay.
That's all.
I can get you peppier tomorrow. It's fine.
I mean, I think you could be more offensive, a little more offensive.
Yes.
It'll be my pleasure.
Like, for instance,
he's got the A material coming tomorrow.
Well, no, he always has A material. I mean, but it's just, you know.
Wow.
See, Mr. I'll tell you, Mr. Cardboard Tube can say things I can't get away with.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like on the 50-Minute Morning Show podcast, Brody, a few months ago, Gandhi was talking about eating ass, something that we can't do on the regular show. Hey, Brody, what did you think of the Surgeon General? How great was that?
I thought he was an excellent part of the show. I thought he was informative, and most importantly, he got out the important message that people under 30 should take this a little more seriously.
Right.
Because they can get sick also, which I thought, you know, they shouldn't be at the park and the beaches and everything.
Right.
Because they can get sick and they can kill grandma and grandpa, which is not a good thing.
I still don't understand what's so difficult about the instruction of stay home. Like, I mean, there's really not a lot involved. There's two words. Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Just keep your ass at home.
People don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
And people they think it's temporary. You got to keep in mind, we live in a society where everything is for the now, and then a minute later we forget about it.
Right.
It's a headline, and then it's gone. And it's not important anymore. And I think that's dangerous. So there.
Oh, absolutely agreed. Somebody tweeted at me 2 days ago and said, because I made a joke that, you know, staying home, sitting on the couch and eating snacks, I was born for this life. Stay home.
Right.
This is great. And they wrote back, I don't have to stay home. This is America. I have my freedom to go out. And I think they really missed the point. We all have our freedom to go out. We also have freedom to jump in front of a bus. But, you know, you don't tell people to do that.
Right.
It's not about freedom. It's about being considerate, I think.
Well, it's about being smart. Remember at the very first of this, I was on the air telling people they need to stay home and stay away from people. And someone sent a text saying, oh, thank you for cramming your agenda down my throat. Oh. I'm like, this is an agenda?
Right.
You stupid dumbass.
You have an agenda trying to keep people alive. How dare you?
Well, I tell you, you know, look, it's been slow to catch on, but I do feel it's catching on. The proof is, you know, looking out in the streets, there's no one out there. I mean, you know, there's no one at the stoplights during rush hour. So obviously it's working to a point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are people getting together in secret or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, people are having coronavirus parties. I saw one where a bunch of people got together. They called it a coronavirus party, but the odd part was when it was over, two or three people were infected with coronavirus because they're all too close together. Like, don't get Gummies. With a bunch of people. Yeah. You know what? I see it as Gandhi says, natural selection, and sometimes it just finds the right people to knock out.
Well, no, we don't want people to die. We don't want people to die.
Sometimes you got to weed out the dummies. I'm sorry. I know it's not nice. But if you are so stupid that you can't stay home to protect yourself, then sometimes you got to just weed out the dummies.
I mean,
the old adage, the survival of the fittest, right? What's that scary?
Yeah,
I'm staying home. And you know me, I have FOMO with everything. And it seems like there's not a lot going on, so I don't have FOMO anymore, so that helps. But I really am staying home, and I hate myself because I'm by myself, and I have cabin fever, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going crazy. But, you know, every once in a while, I go out for a walk by myself, and I come right back home. I don't touch anything. I don't look at anybody. and then I'm okay again. And then I cook something and
you
I
go.
Ruin
Point
it.
Made.
And then I order takeout.
You can't get coronavirus by looking at anybody. You're okay with that.
Yeah. You can look at things without getting on the right.
Yeah, say hello to people.
Okay, so I have a question for you. And I actually talked about this a little bit on the show, and no one said anything. No one took the bait and ran. Is it okay to get into your car and go for a ride? I mean, without getting out, without going in anywhere, what problem could that cause? I mean, what's the negative of that? Maybe, you know, if there's an accident or something, then you're screwed. I don't know.
So I think that it's probably not a huge problem to do that. You just need to be extra careful with that you change your clothes, wash your hands, and do all of that when you come back home. But stay in your car.
Yeah. And similarly, I told Gandhi the other day, I said, you know, when the weather breaks, I do want to rent bicycles and go out bike riding through Liberty State Park. We have a beautiful open area. Would you do that with me? And we would stay a safe distance apart. Yep. And she said, yes.
Heck yeah. There you
go. Yeah, what's up? What's up, Frog?
No, that's it. We're done with the 15-minute morning show. We're over 15 minutes.
Oh. He put his hand up like there was an emergency. The emergency is we're over the line. Bonus, all right, guys.
Bonus,
well,
bonus.
Stay safe. We gave you some bonus time. Thank you, Danielle. Have a beautiful day. Love you, Brody.
Thank
love you.
Love you guys. Love you, Gandhi.
Bye.
No, he doesn't. He hates you.
I know.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.